Hello, dear listeners. James here, sitting down in my studio at 20 to 10 on Friday evening. It's Friday. Hurrah. I'm just setting myself up, getting into fancy dress for a podcast I'll be recording at 10 o'clock with some other folk from the Bagel Tech Network. Today is their second birthday, and I have fashioned a bow tie out of a normal necktie. It looks rubbish, but hopefully the video camera will be, or rather the webcam will be so poor that they won't notice how bad it is. Just wanted to very quickly to respond to some fantastic Napod Pomo booze. It does sound silly when you say it like that. Interesting to hear what Simon and R2UK and Pawari were talking about their mindset, being people who have creative ideas. Funnily enough, I am the polar opposite. I struggle with the frustration of not being able to come up with ideas. It's every now and then I get a piece of inspiration and it's like a bolt of lightning. It normally happens in the shower when I've got no way to write it down, so I have to hold it in my brain until I get back downstairs. But give me a large mug of coffee and a job to do, and I will bash through it to completion in the most ingenious and entertaining way. I'm a completer, I'm a doer, I've got attention to detail, and I love to see things through to completion. That is actually not such a good thing when it comes to playing computer games, but yes, that's my personality type, and I think we will all work together in perfect harmony, don't you think? Other things. Oh, yes, I was listening to Northern Bloke's audioboo about childcare and stuff. I think I could probably rant on for ages about it, but I would tend to fall down on the pragmatic side, your side, Andy, because I actually think the children enjoy those little trips away to their grandparents and, you know, they get spoiled rotten and they have a little bit of a time away from home. And I'm thinking of from their point of view. OK, so it's handy that I can drop them off at the in-laws and Beth and I can go out. Doesn't happen very often, but which actually makes it that much more of a novelty for them. To say definitely not, and for it to be sort of my job to bring up the children all the time, it may be something that could be potentially regretted after, you know, as far as experiential things. I don't know. I mean, one makes a decision about how to bring up one's children. It can be adapted from time to time. And I think in some respects, the children benefit from a little bit, although consistency is incredibly important, just sort of, you know, diverting when you have another idea, just every now and then. If you fix the way you do things, I don't think the children have as good an upbringing as when you just sort of, you know, shake it about a bit and make life more interesting. And that's what we want, isn't it? A bit of interesting life. As far as one more thing I was going to cover, of course, it's responses to audio boo this night. It was about writing. I don't either receive very many emails with tech speak, but I was having a conversation with someone on the coach this evening, and practically there are only two people under 30 in my office of around about 50-odd people, so it's unlikely for that to happen. And if I did receive an email that was syntaxed like that, oh dear, had that kind of syntax, I would probably send it back and say, I'm sorry, I can't read this, because I'm a bit of a troublemaker like that. Whether or not that is an acceptable thing to do is up for discussion. However, I have had quite a good idea about... Well, I say I have had an idea. I've seen the future, I think. It was always intriguing when I was watching Star Trek The Next Generation, which was my favourite programme as a university student. Everybody had one. And, Deanna Troi. But that's another matter. When... got myself all distracted now. When they used to access the computers, you would see them not looking at the screens, but their fingers would be darting around. And the closest thing we've got now is these tablet PCs or these tablet machines, which you access in the same sort of way. And there's this fantastic Android add-on called Swype, S-W-Y-P-E, which you, rather than typing, you move your fingers over where the keys are and you form the letters. For example, if you wanted to write the word right, your keyboard, your QWERTY keyboard would be in front of you. You'd start at the W, you'd move over the R, over to the I, then back towards the T, finishing on the E. Obviously, that's a fairly facile example because it's all in a line. But interestingly enough, did you know that the word typewriter is the only word you can write with the top layer of keys? That's a bit of trivia. And I've got over the 5 minutes. Oh, I feel so guilty when I do that because you have to stop and I can go on. I shall stop soon, I promise. And I think that's the future anyway, and more of that sort of thing, I say. Right, I'm going to go now and hang my head in shame. Have a lovely weekend if I don't speak to you before, and enjoy the fireworks. Don't get too damp. Bye.